From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. And someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." And then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And then he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Memory. Turn your face to the moonlight. All together now. Oh, at the 7:45, they went through the whole third act of Cats. But memories are amazing things. It doesn't take much to trigger a memory, to have something that you hadn't thought of since it happened just come flooding back. That's what happened to me with the gospel this morning. I remember sitting in Mass Sunday morning years ago. We had this gospel, or one very similar to it. And at the end, sat down and I thought to myself, "Oh good, I get a 20-minute nap while the pastor preaches. Because this gospel, it doesn't apply to me. I'm not rich." Have you had that thought? Not the 20-minute nap part. But be careful if you had that thought. Be very, very careful. Because to whom did Jesus preach? He didn't preach to the rich all that many times. For the most part, the crowds were not rich. He spoke to the poor. And the fact of the matter is, no matter what our lot in life, we all have something. Might be a big something, might be a tiny little something, but we all have something. And there's always that temptation of wanting more something. Temptation we all can find ourselves falling into. And so there are some basic questions, Christian questions, that we all struggle with. How to be a part of the world without becoming worldly? How do I deal with money and wealth without becoming materialistic and greedy? How to look out for the material needs of myself and my family without losing my spirituality, without losing my soul in the process? We struggle with these questions. And one answer is to sell all that we have and flee to the wilderness. Sell everything that we have, give it to the parish, and run away to the desert. Go off, join a monastery, become a hermit. That's one answer. Probably not the answer for most of us here. For the majority of us, what God needs us to do is to work in the world. And at the same time, witness to values that are beyond the world. Living an authentic Christian life, it's very confusing. It's very, very complicated. And yet, God calls us to that life. He calls us through the gospel to living a life that is complicated and confusing. Where this rich fool went wrong was looking inward. He thought that he was in total control of everything, total control of his life. He became complacent. I'm gonna build even bigger storerooms for all of my stuff. My stuff. He started to see himself as the center of the universe. Everything revolving around him. Looking out for his own safety, his own security. Thinking that he was his own savior. Even scarier, did you notice there is no mention of any type of human relationship? There's no spouse, no children. He's got no family, no friends to share his treasure with. No one that he brings joy to because of what he has. He doesn't lift anyone up. There is no sharing whatsoever. There's no consideration for the poor. There's no thought of any neighbor in distress. It's a rather selfish existence. Me, me, me. Just looking out for me, my worries, my concerns, my safety, my security. Ignorant, oblivious to everyone around me. The question, challenge for all of us. What are we doing with our stuff? Our something? Our treasure? Are we hoarding it? Building up our own little kingdoms? Or are we using it? Using it to foster, encourage, grow God's kingdom? What do we use it for? What is most important to us? My kingdom? Or your kingdom? Or God's kingdom?